This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I'm staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Asking me for shit. Ooh, I put this on in case you forget. Ooh, these niggas always want something. You know they always want something.
Stop. I can't even sing the rest of it, but that is my shit, nigga. I need you to stop.
Stop it!
Asking me for shit. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I'm going to start by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come and listen. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Yeah, I just discovered that song not too long ago. I give credit where credit is due. I heard that on the Raw and Savage morning show. Raw says and Savagely Humble have a morning show on Opulence Radio. I think it's every morning starting at 8 a.m. I'm just going to put that out there as if I know it to be a fact, but it sounds right. But yeah, I've made a couple of guest appearances. So if you, Opulence Radio is kicking off. We're doing the full rollout November 1st, but I think the morning show is actually starting today. You can tune in now, opulenceradio.com. Go get the app. You can tune in. I make a couple of guest appearances on the morning show. I may be a recurring, every once in a while, stop through because those are my people. But yeah, I heard that song for the first time on the morning show, and it's just been, I think the next day I probably listened to it like 30, 40 times on repeat. It's like my theme song. I need you to stop asking me for shit. Say, put this on in case you forget. Stop. That's my shit right there. I don't even remember the Victoria Monet, I want to say, is the name of the artist. I've listened to some of her other music, and it's pretty dope. But that is definitely my new theme song. And it is the theme of this episode. I normally am struggling to figure out what I'm going to talk about every week. The show is a personal journal. It's mostly about my life. And if you haven't figured out by now, I live a pretty sheltered, somewhat boring life. Not a whole lot of exciting shit happens. But occasionally, on a weekly basis, most of the time, the most exciting thing that happens to me, the most interesting thing that happens to me involves my daughter. And this week, the whole show is going to be about her. So we'll call this whole show a Chef Elise Report. And you'll see how the song ties into it shortly. But let's go ahead and get into it.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. And I'm proud to be. Let me say that now, because that might not be the vibe you get from the rest of the show. Anyway, I don't know. I was telling somebody what I wanted to do. I got to stop saying somebody because I keep getting my goddamn self in trouble. I was telling Wifey about my plans for this episode. And I was going to talk about my daughter this week. Because, she's heard my complaints over this weekend. And she thought that might not be a good idea for me to put, like, public record, me talking about how annoying my daughter is and stuff like that. But I feel like if you're a parent of a child and they're not annoying, that seems like a weird situation. Like something may be wrong with you. Maybe you're not parenting right. Maybe your child isn't well adjusted or something like that. Maybe they just too quiet. Maybe you don't really know enough about your child if they don't get on your fucking nerves. But this weekend, that little girl bothered me to no end. Like she drove me crazy. And I think she may have seen a side of me that she wasn't necessarily prepared for. But it started early because I got on Friday. Her mom dropped her off. And you know, she's 7. And so 7-year-olds, they ask a lot of questions. They do a lot of things. Her main concern this visit was about getting her tablet back. I don't know if you listened to my show a couple weeks ago. I had to take her tablet away from her because she was keeping secrets on the thing. Little 7-year-old keeping secrets. We were at my job, and I wanted to put the Wi-Fi password in the tablet so she could use it while she was at my job. And she didn't want me to see the tablet because she was afraid, I guess, of whatever I might find on it. I think, and it turns out, that all that was on there was some apps that she wasn't supposed to download. And they were just games, but probably games her mom told her were inappropriate. And she downloaded it anyway, and she didn't want me to see. And so I had to confiscate the tablet. And that's already annoying because most parents don't want to punish your kids. You don't want to take things from them. You want, if everything could be sunshine and rainbows all the time, that would be beautiful. But they just won't allow you to do that. Like, I'll plan dope stuff that I want to do with Elise, and she will, and I will tell her, you are, not in these words, but you are fucking this up for me. Like, I wanted to do this for you, and you are taking it. You are robbing me of this experience, of seeing you happy, seeing you enjoy something, because you just can't stop being an asshole for a couple. I'm trying to clean it up, because I said I was going to do that in the last episode, but that's the word that's appropriate in this situation. But that was her main concern when I picked her up, is her tablet. So it was just nonstop questions about the tablet. Is the tablet ready? Is the tablet ready? First off, little girl, ain't no guarantee you getting it back. Ain't no guarantee. You came in here assuming that for some reason, because 2 weeks had passed, it's now going to be returned to you. Ain't no guarantee. I would stop asking me about it, because every time you ask me about it, it's making me not want to do it. But whatever. We do that. We got to decide on something to eat. We ate. I had a show to do. I think I did Guys Night on a Savagely Humble show. It's a Hard Knock Life podcast. And so she busied herself with whatever she could. I think she had her little Chromebook from school, and she did some stuff on there while I was working. Or, you know, whatever. That's what I call work. But yeah, from the entire time I'm doing the show, I'm hearing all kinds of crazy noises upstairs. You know, I'm muting myself to call up there. What's going on? What's that? What's going on with this? You know, she's just, I know I felt super annoyed as I'm sitting here, like, trying to describe to you what she was doing. I can't think of something that don't sound like just some shit that a 7-year-old would do. But for whatever reason, it was driving me up a wall this weekend. But we finished the show, and, you know, I went up, to put her to bed, make sure she was okay and everything. And, you know, we looking at the TV and what show she gonna watch, or what she's watching on YouTube, making sure her tablet's charged. Not her tablet, her Chromebook, because we haven't done that yet. And, you know, hug and kiss goodnight, vitamins, allergy meds, all that good stuff. Trying to be a good dad. Go back downstairs to chill. So I'm downstairs and I'm chilling. And by this time, we talking like 11. It's after, way past her bedtime. Dad has already been generous because you're not asleep yet. Way past her bedtime. Like, maybe an hour later, it's dad. And again, it sounds like normal kid shit, but I think any parent that's done with the way that their children will call you and just won't stop until they get an answer. Like, I feel like I shouldn't answer because it's the middle of the fucking night. It's damn near midnight. You should be asleep. I should be asleep. So there should be no point in you calling me because I'm asleep. But you never know. It could be something serious. So I go all the way up there. I'm hungry. I don't care. Drink some water. I don't know. Do some laps. Do some push-ups. I felt like Ross says, like, do some push-ups. Do something other than call my name in the middle of the night. You know my nerves. Finally get her to sleep, you know. Oh, I finally get her to just leave me alone, because I don't think she went to sleep. She ain't wake up the next morning until probably after 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. She finally gets up. She comes down. We have breakfast. Her question is the tablet again. So I'm sitting there. I'm working on the tablet. And she started to do this thing. And ladies, y'all have to help me out with this, because I don't understand this at all. And I don't think dudes is doing it. I think this is a uniquely feminine, female thing. So she sits next to me while I'm working on this tablet. to get it ready to give back to her. I'm wiping everything off of it. I'm creating her own Google account and the kids thing and putting the restrictions in place so I get a message whenever she wants to download the app. I'm trying to do all that so she can be safe and secure on this tablet. And while I'm doing it, like, she sits next to me, but she sits so close to me that it is difficult for me to move my arms in order to, you know, type on the tablet. Like, everything I do, I gotta move her. And she puts her leg on me, and she puts something else on me. It's like, if, ladies, in a romantic scenario, if we're cuddling, we're cuddling. That's cool. We're watching a movie, we're cuddling. But if I'm doing something, and you are so close to me that it is difficult for me to do what it is that I'm doing, and I'm doing it for you, move. Put some distance between me and you so I can do what it is I'm doing. And she starts playing on her Chromebook. She starts playing a video game on the TV. I think, you know, she got a PlayStation controller and was playing that. And she's so close to me that in order for her to play her game, she's hitting me with her elbow every time. Like, now, that doesn't make sense to you, little girl, to move. You can't even comfortably do what you want to do because you're so damn close to me. Move. Get away from me. Get away. Just is enough space on the couch. You don't have to be that close to me. It was driving me insane. I get up. She got to get up and go wherever. I'm not even taking the tablet with me. But for some reason, like, she needs to be next to me until she gets this tablet back to make sure I stay on task, I guess, in her mind. But I move and she's right next to me. She's so close to me that every time I turn around, I bump into her. I'm just like, get away from me. I love you, little girl. You are my daughter. You're my sweet pea. You're one of my favorite things in the world. But get away from me. Give me my 6 feet, my 6 feet, my personal space. I need my donut. You're too damn close. So I get the laptop ready, because at this point I want her away from me. I never thought somebody that I don't see but once, well, I see her more often than that, but somebody that I don't have to spend close quarters time with, you know, but once every 2 weeks, that I would just this soon, like, can you please go to the other side of the room? But I'm trying to get rid of her. So I get the tablet ready and I give it to her. And I get Minecraft. I'm trying to be a good dad. Good, fun, cool dad. I get Minecraft and all that stuff ready. And, you know, I give it to her. And she's happy for like 2.25 seconds. Just happy. And then she tries to put Roblox. So I don't know what all these games these kids play, but she wants to put Roblox on it. And you got to create an account for Roblox. And it's asking for passwords. And she's asking, as I'm saying to you guys now, I realize these are just things that little kids do. But for whatever reason, it was the most annoying situation I've ever been in my life this weekend. She's asking me, you know, what her password should be. I don't know. It's your password. Pick something. Words, I don't care what they are, as long as you can remember them. And everything she could think of was just crazy long. More than I would ever want to type, and more than I'm sure she would remember. Chocolate chip cola, honey nut Cheerios. It was just weird. I think she was looking around the room. I don't know where the chocolate chip cola came from, because it was no chocolate chips or soda in the house. Honey nut Cheerios was definitely on the table, so I see that one. But just weird. And I'm just, I don't care. Type it in. See what happens. And she's typing it in, and it doesn't work. She gets some sort of weird error. And she like breaks down, full on pout mode. She didn't throw a tantrum, but it was just like this. She was as sad as a person could possibly be and looking at me as if I should somehow fix her sadness. And I think at that moment, she saw the side of me that she doesn't normally see. I'm normally trying to be extra cool dad, extra fun dad. How can we have fun this weekend? What do you want to do? Oh, you want to play this game? I got it. Let's go play a game. You want to do this? I got it. And it's like, you know what, little girl? First off, that's my tablet. That's my tablet. I bought it, and I bought it for a purpose. It's something I wanted to do with it. I realized, you know, you could get some use out of it, and you would probably get you away from me sometimes if you had something to do. So in the beginning, it was a loan. I was loaning her the tablet. It became a gift because I just realized after I loaned it to her, I really wasn't getting it back. Like, it was going to be some tears and some other shit involved if I asked for the thing back. So I was like, all right, whatever, it's yours. you have it. But it's really mine. I bought it for me. You didn't buy it. I bought it. I can take it back whenever I want to. But I just sat here and had to elbow wrestle you for 30 minutes to get it ready. I got it ready for you. You know, it does everything that it did when I took it away from you. And now you're pouting and acting like the world is over because it doesn't do some new thing that it didn't do before. You didn't have it for 2 weeks. You should be happy that you just fucking have it. But no, you can't be happy with that because it doesn't do this brand new thing. And now you want to throw it away like you never wanted the thing ever. That can happen. I could easily take it back from you right now. And at this point, like, I'm just done with her. I'm like, man, just go upstairs. Just go upstairs. But she don't want to go upstairs. This is what the little girl said to me. And this is why our kids are growing up too fast. We're exposing them to too much grown-up stuff too early. She told me she has separation anxiety. You don't know what the fuck separation anxiety. You define anxiety. You don't even know what anxiety means. I'm sure of it. What the fuck you got separation anxiety? She got separation anxiety. You know, she don't want to be alone. I'm like, well, I want to be alone. What about what I want? Why are my needs never important in this situation? I need some space away from you and your needy ass. Stop asking me for shit. Every time I turn around, it's something else that you need. And when I get the thing that you need, now you want something new. And I'm a horrible dad if I can't provide the new thing, even though I just did 10 other things before that. Like, I was just so done with her. And I got separation anxiety. Get the fuck out of here. You've got to be kidding me. And she tears my house up. Tears my house up. You know, I had some boxes from some things I had ordered on the floor. And I had them, you know, all grouped together because I was going to take them to the recycling. She decides she want to make a box for it. So now I got boxes all over the apartment in random spaces that she's colored on and taken apart. I go upstairs. She's like ripped a styrofoam cup apart to be. It's just like thing after thing after thing. It's like, you have a whole tablet. You have a whole Chromebook. But the most fun thing you could think to do while you was up here was rip up a styrofoam cup so that there's pieces of it all over the floor. And I'm asking you to help clean it up, but that is more frustrating than cleaning it up. Like, everything about you and your existence right now is irking the fuck. And I don't want to think that way about my beautiful little girl. But I swear to God, this week. So between the separation anxiety, the tablet, the random, then she wanted Whataburger or whatever for dinner, or it must have been dinner that day. And so I'm ordering the Whataburger. I'm on the website. I'm on Uber Eats trying to order Whataburger. Now, I can't stand Whataburger. I'm not a huge fast food person to begin with. Whataburger is pretty low on my list of fast food. I know Texans all across the world is like, oh, what the fuck? What do you mean? Whataburger is awesome. It's not. It's not. And if you're honest with yourself, you would admit that it isn't. It may be the one that you grew up with, so you got some nostalgia associated with it, but it's a burger place like any other burger place. I don't do fast food burgers, and their chicken strips suck. So fuck Whataburger. Not a fan. But Uber Eats has a thing now where you can bundle. You can order something from over here and order something from over there, and you don't pay double delivery fees, blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to do that. So I order her stuff on Whataburger, and then I see that I could bundle like some poke. If it was up to me, we could have both ate poke, but I know she's 7. I can't force her to eat raw fish. Maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know, but that's what I wanted. And I get into the app, and I got my whole order set up, and I'm looking at the price is too high to me. Like, I think they're trying to charge me a delivery fee for the Whataburger because it was a small order where I spent way more than that at the poke place. I'm like, all right, let me flip it around. Let me go order the poke and then add the Whataburger as the bundle. So I go in and try to do that, and all of a sudden, you can't do Whataburger as a bundle from that way. So now I'm getting super pissed. I'm like, fuck it, just delete the whole thing again. I'll go back and try to do the Whataburger thing. And when I go back, it's as if Uber Eats was like, nah, you didn't want it the first time we ordered it. So, nah, we just, you know, we gave you the option. You ain't want it. Now you don't get the option. So we pool side at this point. I'm letting her swim in the pool. I'm trying to order her lunch, getting frustrated ordering the lunch because Uber Eats is taking me through shit, and she wants some shit from like the worst restaurant you could possibly think of. And the whole time I'm doing it, she won't stop talking to me. And it's like, and it's not regular conversation. Like, it's one thing if she would talk and I could like passively listen and she could just keep talking and maybe I could smile, nod my head, because she's seven, she ain't talking about nothing. You know, but that's never what it is with her. She's asking questions and she demands an answer. And these are borderline the dumbest questions I've ever heard in my life. Is, hey, Dad, what would you rather? Would you rather eat a Dorito dipped in mayo or ice cream covered in ketchup? Why do I have to have these? Dad, what would you rather? Go to sleep cold or wake up hot? What, just stop.
S-T-O-P, new word, I-T.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm ordering the food that you asked for. I'm not having fun doing that. And while I'm doing that, it's taking me longer to get that done because I got to answer these random, buffoonish questions about made-up scenarios that nobody, I don't care. And I want to say so badly I don't care, but I'm trying to be a good dad. I made it through Saturday somehow. I don't know how. Somehow I did. We did the whole pool thing and ordering her food. We get back up to the apartment. I'm trying to get her in the shower to get the pool water on her. That turned into something. I just couldn't get her to get in the shower. I need my SpongeBob music. All right, I'm working on SpongeBob's playing. The water's too hot. Now it's too cold. Little girl, and I know you full-time parents are listening to this and saying, that's just what it is. That's parenting 101. And it probably is. But when you have the 2 weeks where they're not around and then they come around for 2 weeks, it is the most annoying thing anybody could ever do. I couldn't move in my apartment without tripping over her or her bumping into me. I couldn't sit on the couch. The food that I had to pick had. Long story short, with the Whataburger thing, I end up ordering Whataburger. That's what I had for dinner. Sacrifices the parents made. I didn't want that shit. It was horrible. Fucking horrible. Now I'm full of food that I didn't like that's not good for me. Just to appease this little person that won't leave me alone, won't stop talking. Like, why we just can't sit in silence? Why we just can't sit and do nothing for a little bit? Just whatever. And it's just something about kids. They just find ways to push all the wrong buttons at all the wrong times. I'm sitting on the couch at one point. I think we did reach a space where I got her to do something and I could do something else. And by do something else, I mean nothing. I sat on the couch, put my feet up, and tried to lay back. You over there playing your game. Yeah, I think it was some little math games. It was educational. I'm just trying to make it seem like I'm not that bad of a dad. But playing her game, you're having fun. I'm doing nothing, which I know you can't tell is fun for me, but I'm having the time of my life. She's got to come, like, sit on the couch, on the edge of the couch with her game to play it closer to me. And then she sits her full body weight on my ankles. Like, they know how to find the one spot to dig their elbow in or something that is the most painful thing you could think of. Of all the places, like, you could sit, why would you sit on my ankle, like on the joint, all your weight just right there on my ankles? Now I'm trying to move my feet without kicking her off the couch. I'm letting her know, like, you on my ankles, can you please, like, move? And by move, that just means to her, like, well, let me dig my heel into your thigh or something. Like, it, I don't know. I know I'm saying it and none of this sounds that bad. But maybe I was just going through something. I think I am, like, I feel a depressive period coming on. And so maybe I was, like, super irritable. But she definitely didn't help. I love her to death. And I'm going to be happy to get her next weekend or the weekend after next, whenever I see her again. It'll be too soon, whenever it is. But it sounds bad. I know Savagely Humble got the show coming up, Fuck Them Kids. And I can't wait to be a guest on there. I can't wait. Because I don't know. I need her to leave me. I just leave me alone. That's it sounds so bad. I really plan to like get on here and just really rant about my daughter and how annoying she was and how bad she was. Not bad. She's not a malicious kid. She's just seven. And I guess after saying all of this and like saying it out loud and realizing it don't really do what the fuck are you talking about? Like she's a kid and she was being a kid. The tablet thing really irritated me. And I heard like just like living inside my skin was weird. Ladies, I really need you to explain that. Like if you sitting so close to someone that you can't comfortably do something, why would you be that close to them? You're hitting me every time you move. I can't move. Why are we this close? If it's not a full on just cuddle moment, and that is what we're doing. If you are working and I am working, move so we both can work. Why be that close? You take up a whole, like I could be doing something and now you're so close to me that I can no longer use this arm. So now I'm just the one arm bandit for the rest of the day. Like chill, stop it.
Stop it!
Just everybody stop it. Everybody stop it. That's just how I feel. I'm in one of those spaces right now where just everything is irritating me. Everything is getting on my nerves. It's difficult for me to find stuff to just be happy or contented about, if that's a word. My word choices bother me. Everything is fucking with me right now. And I know it's just one of those, this too shall pass moments. And I guess if there's any point to any of this, it's that one of the greatest blessings that I have gotten in life is being diagnosed and knowing what it is that I'm dealing with. I know that I'm bipolar. I know that these depressive periods come and that, sometimes the manic periods come. I think I was just talking on another show today. I did the League of Kings podcast earlier today and I was talking about it. Like I'm bipolar too. So my normal is low. My manic is most people's normal. And then my depressive is like, we don't want to talk about that. We don't even want to address it. But one of the greatest blessings I received and all of that is knowing that that's what I'm going through. And so when I enter these spaces, when my little girl, who I love more than anything, my sweet pea, just becomes the most annoying thing on the planet, I know what's happening. I know what's happening. And I know to just batten down the hatches, be prepared for, this moment that we're going to go through. And as long as I don't do anything crazy, as long as I don't do anything stupid, if I don't start reaching for coping mechanisms and trying to, escape whatever this is through the wrong means, I'll be fine on the other side of it. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're feeling a certain kind of way and you don't understand why you're feeling a certain kind of way, if you're dealing with things and you don't, and you just want to find out why, finding out why or what's going on with you can be a huge blessing. I'm not telling everybody they got to get on meds or they need to go to therapy, but if you just understand what it is that's happening to you, a lot of times it's way easier to deal with. You can figure out a way to manage it. In order to get from point A to point B, you must first know where you are. And so if you can sit down with somebody or figure something out to understand where you are, you can plot a course out of it. But if you try to plot a course out of it and you have no idea where you are to begin with, I don't think you're gonna get very far. But yeah, I mean that's more. I thought this episode was gonna be all about my daughter. It's really all about me and just managing, some of this stuff. I was having a conversation with wifey earlier today, and and she was asking, how she could help or making sure that I wasn't, because a lot of my strategy for dealing with these depressive periods is to be of service, to get out of my own head and get involved in, helping or doing for somebody else. That just stops me from thinking about whatever it is that I'm thinking about. And it gives me an opportunity to do something that's going to make me feel better about myself because I was able to be there for somebody else. And I think she was asking, like, am I not dealing with whatever the thing is that's causing the depression? And that's sort of the point to, me understanding that I'm bipolar, is that a lot of times there isn't something. It's not logical. You know, I know that whatever it is I'm feeling, I don't have a reason to be feeling that way. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm feeling that way, which is very frustrating. When you know, like, life is good, there's not a whole lot to complain about, but for some reason, you have the physical sensation of, you know, the world is ending, and you're just super sad, and you can't justify it. You can't point to the thing that's making you feel that way. That's frustrating because you don't want to feel that way. And if you have no reason to feel that way, you would like to not feel that way. But fuck it. Here I am feeling that way. And it fucking sucks. But because I know what's going on with me, I don't sit here trying to figure it out. I'm not trying to figure out what's the thing that I'm not dealing with or what am I avoiding. I know I'm just going through something. And if I just, you know, maintain the course, don't do anything stupid, yeah, I'll come out on the other side. But that's all I got. Maybe I just needed to vent. I needed to talk through that because I swear to God, like up until the point that I started recording this, I was like, yeah, my little girl is annoying as hell. And I'm going to talk all about how she's annoying as hell. And I sat down here and tried to say it out loud. And I was like, dude, you sound stupid as hell. Trying to tell everybody your daughter's all fucked up. You just going through something. And yeah, thank y'all for listening. I appreciate you. Hopefully you got something out of it. But if you made it this far, you are the real MVP. And I definitely appreciate you. Please hit up the merch store. whatistws.com/store. Get you some merch, hoodies, whatever. You know, like I said, help me send Elise to boarding school so we can get her from under these tables. You know, maybe if she turns it around, we can go to Disneyland, but you can be a part of that. Hit up the store, get you some merch. Check out Opulence Radio, opulenceradio.com, or you can search for Opulence in the app store of your choice. Google, Android, I mean, same thing. Android, iPhone, whatever it is you got. You know, we don't discriminate. We'll work with you either way. But yeah, check it out. They got the morning show. The Kiss the Sky Hour is coming, starting November 1st. It'll be Fridays at 8 p.m. All on the Table Happy Hour is Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And then there's the morning show, which you may catch me on from time to time, but it's a good time either way. There's going to be a lot of dope content on there anytime that you tune in. So definitely, you know, spread the word. Check it out. If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell a friend. We're trying to do something, and I think it could be big. You got some talented people making some great content. You don't want to miss it out. You don't want to miss out. Miss it out. See, I'm just, whatever. It is what it is. But with that being said, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I mean it when I say, what can Flan do for you? You give me an opportunity to help, you probably helping me, because I fucking love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.